Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's session, we are going to be continuing our overarching theme of career planning by focusing on the exploration phase of career planning, possibly the most important phase. After you have taken the time to learn about who you are and what you want out of your career journey, if you haven't done this, go listen to the self-assessment episode. The next step is to start exploring what is out there. Something to remember when you are in the exploration phase is that research and choices are not permanent. Looking into a particular career field doesn't mean that that's what you're going to do to the end of your days. This extends out to doing internships and first jobs, which are part of the exploration phase. You are allowed to explore and change throughout your career, and you never know when an opportunity that at first glance may seem unideal might turn into your dream career. Give it a chance. Explore. Learn. There are a number of ways to explore careers, and inevitably they tie in together. I will point you in some directions on how to explore. All of these resources can be found on Dornsife Compass. The first I want to talk about is, what can I do with this major? This website does what the title says it does, plain and simple. You type in your major, choose the closest option available, and it will show you different areas you can work in with your major, and what you should be doing now to prepare for those career opportunities. This is a fantastic place to start idea gathering. The next one is ONET Online. This is a database of all of the jobs listed in the United States. Think of it as the Wikipedia of careers. It won't show you job postings like LinkedIn or other places, but it gives you the information about what certain careers entail. You can then branch off and research related fields. I highly recommend spending time just gathering information on ONET. Again, the currency of careers is information. The next one is Dornsife Compass. This is your dedicated job search tool as a Dornsife USC student. There are resources located here for your research and gathering of career information. As well, you can look at job postings. Even if you are not currently looking for employment, I still recommend looking at the job posting and seeing what skills, qualifications, and experiences the job opportunities are looking for, and what you may need to bolster in those areas for that particular job. This will allow you to get ahead of the curve so that when you are creating a resume and applying for positions, you already know what the jobs are looking for and are confident that you have those skills. Exploration is the meat to the skeleton that is your career plan. Doing these things will allow you to know what's out there and what is required to get you into a certain career fields and where you need to improve. In doing your exploration, it's also a numbers game. The more places you look, the more chances you will have to find the jobs that fit into your plan. This is the reason that I personally push for Dornsife Compass /ConnectSC. Not only are they fantastic job searching tools in their own right, but they have a library of resources that can connect you to so many other exploratory places where you can gain information you need to make educated decisions on your career path. Please spend time just exploring. See what's out in the world of careers. You are going to be so surprised by what you find. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu, Career Pathways, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.